Hi, and welcome back to Don's Kitchen. This is back here in the same location that I was at yesterday. I like this location because, for one thing, there's a hill behind me that blocks a lot of wind, so I can sit here and speak without a bunch of wind noise. Today's topic is, this is episode 5, and the topic for today is snacks. And then I'm going to talk about something else about my dog being smarter than most people. But I'll get into that later. Snacks. When I think of snacks, I always think of when you're going to the supermarket and you're picking up, let me grab something here. When you're grabbing something like this, who it may or may not be touted as being a very healthy snack, but you might look at that and you go, okay. But then you think about the ingredients, and it's literally got a huge number of ingredients, just a huge flux of ingredients. So you think about that and you go, okay, well, what does that mean? That means that this thing's been processed to death. There's nothing in there that's would be considered nutritious, really nothing that's feeding your body. It's just filling up a void in your gut. So I stay away from these things. It's got a lot of sodium in it, skummet milk, salt, sugar, malt, corn, glucose syrup. Yeah, that's like fructose corn syrup. Oil, fructose, dextrose. So of all of these ingredients that are in here, there's really nothing there that's actually feeding your body. That your body can actually take nutrients away from. There might be a small, really, really small fraction. So when you look at products, and even when you see something like this as innocuous as corn or popcorn, this is a sweet chili corn, but its list of ingredients is also kind of, I don't know, it's not disturbing, but it's limit, still a little bit more limited. It's got corn, 68% corn, sunflower oil, sugar, dextrose, salt, onion aroma, acidity regulators, ancho pepper, cayenne pepper, maltodextrin, spices, spice extract, paprika, ginger, stored in a dry place, best before date stamp. So when I make homemade popcorn, I don't have to think about that because I'm taking natural corn kernels, putting them in a pan, and I'm popping it and I'm eating it right there on the spot. So there's no additives other than the fact that I'm basically popping it in some oil. So then an option is, instead of going for stuff that's got all those ingredients, look for products that have the least amount of ingredients if you're going to go with some kind of a snack that you're not making yourself. Like dried banana chips, even those, you think, oh, here's a healthy choice, but when you go down the list of ingredients and additives and preservatives, it doesn't look like a very good option anymore. So unless you're going to make those dried fruits at home, which you can very easily, I'll show you some recipes for that, it's still not a good idea. So here's an example of something that has very few ingredients. It's 70, these are basically corn chips. 79% cornmeal, 20% palm oil, which I don't like because palm oil is really wreaking havoc on a lot of places, salt, and that's it. So it's 79% cornmeal and 20% palm oil. How that balances out in the, well, that's probably like 80%, yeah, so it's like 80% cornmeal, 20% palm oil. I can't imagine that because these are really, really dry and crunchy. So that's just probably, maybe it absorbs into the cornmeal. I'm sure that's probably the case. But that's an example. So if I really, really want to have something to snack on and I don't feel like making my own corn chips, which I can, I'll buy them like this. Now another thing too is when you're consuming this kind of stuff, if you're eating snacks throughout the day, and they're poor decision snacks or poor optional snacks, instead of like snacks like this, you are literally just filling up your gut with a bunch of stuff that has to be, you know, pushed through it. It slows down your metabolism. It makes you feel hungry for them again very quickly after you eat them because they're full of salts and sugars. So go with these kind of snacks because you can eat this at any time of the day, literally all day long if you wanted to, and you wouldn't gain any weight from it. And, you know, it gives you energy, and it's natural good energy, and it's coming directly into your body. And it's a slow release energy. So another option that I like to have is raisins. They're full of iron. You know, this is something that I don't talk about very much, but just the idea of raisins and prunes and dried fruits like that in your diet are really, really good choices. They really are good choices. And they're super inexpensive. And like I said, this is something that you don't have to worry about how much you're eating. Oh, do I eat a cup or do I eat a cup and a half? Doesn't really matter because it's just good for you. So that's about it on snacks. The thing I was going to talk to you about when it comes to... Oh, here's one other one, too. This is supposed to be one meal, low-calorie Nupo, hazelnut. So this thing's got another ironing, laundry list of ingredients. Soy sugar, cocoa butter, emulsifier, sodium selenate, sunflower oil, thickeners, E-acetate, ascorbic acid, hazelnuts, 0.4%, vitamin blend, dextrose, pyridoxin, hydrochloride, folic acid. So there's some of these things in here, obviously, that are meant to be kind of like nutrient supplements and things like that. But like I said, if you're getting it from a natural fruit or veg, then you don't have anything to worry about. This thing's even got added vitamins like niacin, 11 points, 6.4, 40% of your calcium, vitamin A. So there is a lot of like nutrients added to these particular bars. How well they do that, I don't know. I would like to go in and really look at it further and see if they are not, a good decision based on, you know, the actual in contents. So, but still, like I said, you can never go wrong with like raisins, bananas, apples, and pieces of vegetables. The other thing I wanted to say too was when you're talking about the time of day when you're eating, I had this happen to me today, for example. There was some leftover chicken from when I baked some chicken the other day for my ex, and there was a really nice piece of chicken left over, and so I put it out for my dog, and he did not... go up to it and just grab it and eat it. He just walked up to it, sniffed it, and walked away. And then he actually went back to it around, well, I don't know, it had to have been later on in the evening. And he actually ate it. But I was thinking about that. I was thinking, why is he not eating anything that I'm just giving out, especially something like that that's a tasty piece of chicken? And I think what it is, and I'm almost positive this is what it is in the morning, dogs, all animals, they have a certain digestive system that they have to, basically, they have to clear it out before they add anything to it. Because dogs have a very fast metabolism. That's how they can eat proteins, you know, animal proteins. They can just chew them down and eat them and digest them very quickly. So that was the thing, too. That's part of a natural occurring phenomenon in your digestive tract. Your body, while you're sleeping, your body's doing all kinds of work. And then when you wake up, you are basically supposed to be, and I know some people that go days without having a bowel movement, which is to me alien, but you are supposed to just basically have a bowel movement in the morning and then, you know, go on about your day. And like I said, if that's the case, I'm waking up and I'm normally having an apple for breakfast. If I eat anything at all, that's what it normally is. And sometimes a cup of coffee, sometimes a glass of water. And so what I was basically getting at is I think that animals, dogs especially, even when Trey's bowl is full of food and he walks by it first thing in the morning, he doesn't automatically go over there and start wolfing down food. He just ignores it and he walks out the door and we go on our daily walk or whatever. And then he will maybe take a little bite or munch on it later on in the afternoon. And I think that that's part of, you know, the whole digestive rhythm, you know, because there is definitely a rhythm if it's not too blocked up and it's not too full of, you know, heavy stuff, constant barrage of snacks and stuff all day long. So getting back to the idea of intermittent fasting, the whole idea is there to help you to get your system back into that rhythm of intaking food, digesting it while you're sleeping, and then getting up, having a bowel movement, and then going on about your day. So that's what intermittent fasting is really about. I was just hearing another podcast talking about the fact that there's some people that they'll take it to extremes. Or sometimes they might do this once a month where they fast for 72 hours or like 3 days. And I thought about that and I thought, wow, that's pretty intense, but it's not really out of the question, because what you're doing is you're basically allowing your system to just completely empty itself and for all of the gut enzymes to get back to a normal level. If you've constantly got your guts just constantly working with your thyroid and everything else and your kidneys, everything's always just bombarded with stuff, your system really never gets a chance to, you know, relax. So it's something that you should think about when you are even considering going on a intermittent fasting kind of lifestyle, is that you are doing it for the purpose of getting your body back into a rhythm of, you know, eating, sleeping, and then expelling all of the stuff that's in your system in the morning. And then letting yourself go the whole day, you know. Literally, I go all day until 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, sometimes all the way up until 9 o'clock in the evening. If I'm working on a project, if I'm doing some video editing, or if I'm doing some design work on little beaches or something, I can go all day and literally not feel hungry. And then like around 9 o'clock, like yesterday, I had dinner at 9 o'clock in the evening, and it consisted of two big huge baked potatoes and a big huge helping of salad, and that was it. And that was, I ate at 9 o'clock in the evening, and it didn't feel strange to me because I was still up for another few hours, and then I just went to sleep and everything was fine. So, and then I hear people say, well, I can't drink coffee at a certain hour. I can't do this at a certain hour. I don't. And I think that, and this might be theory, but I think it's very close to the truth, is that when your body is so inundated and just loaded down with stuff, you almost like become hypersensitive to anything that you do. Like if you intake some caffeine, something like that, or some salt or whatever, you might have that energy spike that just makes you feel like you're just totally amped out. I can't remember the last time that I got some kind of an energy spike that was so out of control from a strong cup of coffee or anything like that. And my theory is that because my system is pretty much cleaned out and it's pretty much empty all day, when it does take that in, it just handles it like your body should handle it. You know, it's going to have a little bit of an energy spike, but not too much. But you're usually, I think that's one of the reasons why some cultures, they, like when I was in Italy, traveling in Italy, there was a restaurant, it wasn't a restaurant, it was the hotel that we were in. They had their own indoor restaurant, obviously. And when it came to dinner time, I asked the waitress for a cup of coffee, and she just looked at me like I was, you know, from another planet. And she's like, "You really want coffee?" And I was like, "Yeah, please." So, and it's because they have certain types of food they eat at certain points in the day. And I think with any culture, when you add the ease, you know, the ease of fast food and packaged foods, the convenience of it, it's always right there at your fingertips or somewhere close, that you lose these ideas that there is certain times to do your dinner, there's certain times to do a lunch or whatever. There's certain things that you should be doing to drink, and so I think with all, what I'm getting at is all of these different lifestyles and ideas of being on diets and all these other crash crazy forms of lifestyle are a little bit, to me, they are always extreme. They seem like people are always taking them to the extreme. And when I think about my lifestyle, living as an intermittent faster most of my life since I was probably 25 or 30 years old, it's never been an issue. I can eat as much as I want, literally eat as much as I want. I can eat like a horse. And I don't ever really gain any weight. And I think it's because my body has the opportunity to process the food while I'm sleeping. You know, it's processing it, it's doing what it's going to do, and that's it. And then when I get up in the morning, I'm expelling any kind of waste. And so, for me to think about this though, raisins or apples or bananas, this is something that you can eat any time of the day. If you do feel peckish and you can't get used to the idea of, you know, going all day, these foods are easily digested as well, and they're full of fiber. So instead of sitting there, you know, slicing them up and juicing them and making smoothies and all that shit, just take them and eat them the way they were supposed to be eaten, and that is by, you know, peeling it and eating it. It's not, you know, it's not supposed to be complicated. You know, when you have to make a smoothie, for example, and I will make some smoothies in the future, and I'll make some different types of, you know, carrot juice and pressed juices. But I only do that when I really, really feel like it. When I really, like, okay, I feel like I want to make some juice. I want to make some green juice, or I want to make some carrot juice, or I want to make a blending of apple and ginger juice. All of these things are really good to me, tasty to me, and I like it. But at the same time, I don't really, like, I don't focus on one thing or another. That's another thing too. When people get hooked on some kind of a diet plan, they over dramatize it to the point where it's almost a sickness. You know, they're like, "Oh no, I can't touch that. I just can't touch that." So you can take things too far to an extreme. That's just kind of like pointless and ridiculous, because, you know, our bodies have been processing most of this food most of our lives. If you think about what your grandparents ate and their parents, they were all on meat and potato diets, you know. There was just no doubt about it. And then there's some people that, because of their culture, the percentage of vegetables and fruits compared to meat was way offset, you know. And you see people with healthier lifestyles because of that. So if you can do that, if you can concentrate on cutting down your snacks to a minimum, and then looking at the packaging, keeping the ingredients to a minimal. So when you see all these big long laundry lists of ingredients, just avoid that product. It's not hard. Go to the next product. So, hey, what's in here? Raisins. Okay, and what's in here? Corn. So think about that, and next time you are looking to purchase a product that's you think you want to have when you want a snack, and stay away from sugary products, because those are just literally energy bombs that are going to take you up and drop you off, and it's going to continue that vicious cycle. Instead, have an apple or some prunes or some raisins, full of iron, fiber, and everything that your body needs. So anyways, this was the today's Don's Kitchen podcast. Oh, and another thing too, I wanted to say that because I'm going to be uploading these to YouTube, and you are listening to this on Podbean or Anchor or one of the other podcasting apps, and you might see, okay, well, I can't see it. This is going to be really important for those podcasts and vlogs that I'm going to be making actual cooking, like, you know, making something like sauteed mushrooms or maybe that pour soup. I'm going to be making that pour soup later on today, as a matter of fact. I tried to get it done on the weekend, but I just couldn't get it done. I was too busy. I just have been really tied up. But I will get into a normal routine of posting 3 or 4 times a week, maybe 5 times a week. I don't know. We'll just have to see how it goes and play it by ear. You know, the certain things that are pulling me one way or another. But yeah, snacks. Keep them simple. Limit the amount of ingredients that are in those snacks. Stay away from sugary snacks. And then also, you know, if at all possible, you know, have your snacks later on in the afternoon or the evening. You know, it's just a better idea. Keep your system as cleaned out and clear as possible throughout the day. And then start, you know, intaking your intake of food after 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You'll be a much, your body will start to function a lot better. So anyways, thanks for listening, and thanks for watching, and thanks for subscribing and sharing my channel. I really appreciate it. And I will be doing product reviews of different, you know, kitchen utensils and kitchen products that I use. So, yeah, stay in touch, and thanks for watching. Bye.